So the first time, and some say the only time, the independent injury rule was discussed in the Texas Supreme Court was in the 1988 decision of Vail v. Texas Mutual Insurance Company. And the case involved Melvin and Marianne Vail, who insured their home under a fire policy issued by Texas Farm Bureau. Now, the home was destroyed by fire, and Texas Farm Bureau denied coverage. Now, initially, the Texas Farm Bureau denied coverage on the basis that the Vails failed to provide an adequate list of the contents of their home. And then after two arson investigations, one of which showed there was an arson, and then a second one which showed it might have been arson, the Texas Farm Bureau challenged its basis for denial, or changed its basis for denial from an incomplete contents list to arson. The Vails sued Texas Farm, seeking recovery on the policy, treble damages, and attorney's fees under the DTPA and Texas Insurance Code violations. Now, before trial, the trial court struck all the bad faith causes of action except for a DTPA violation under 17.5 and a claim under the common law bad faith. The Vails proceeded to trial on those two bad faith claims. Now, at trial, the jury found that Texas Farm had violated Section 17.50 of the DTPA and failed to exercise good faith. Trial court then awarded the full policy limits of $35,000, trebled that amount, and awarded attorney's fees and prejudgment interest. Texas Farm appealed to the Dallas Court of Appeals. Now, at the Dallas Court of Appeals, essentially what they said is, we see your DTPA section claim under 17.50, and we see your common law duty of good faith claim, but you don't have a cause of action under those two theories, and therefore we're going to dismiss all your treble damages. So the appellate court modified the trial court's award and basically allowed them to recover for contract damages, but got rid of the treble damages award.